Red Bull faces the consequences of its 2025 gamble. Team principal Laurent McKees admits they are, quote, paying the price, unquote, for extending last year's car development. This choice, driven by Max Verstappen's stunning comeback from a 104-point deficit, ultimately falls short. Verstappen's late-season surge nearly claimed his title, ending just 2 points shy of Lando Norris, while Oscar Piastri also competed fiercely for McLaren. However, this commitment to the RB21 has hampered the RB22's development. 3 races into 2026, Red Bull is stuck in 6th place in the constructor standings, trailing Mercedes by 119 points, and even behind Haas and Alpine. McKees acknowledges the impact of last year's efforts on their current struggles. "There's no excuse," he states. The team remains determined to overcome these early season challenges, confident in their ability to adapt and improve as they did last year. McKees emphasizes the team's resilience, despite the temptation to abandon a flawed car in the face of new regulations. With the pressure mounting, Red Bull aims to reverse its fortunes and regain competitiveness in the coming races. The road ahead is tough, but the team is committed to turning things around.